Continuing now with our coverage of Super Tuesday. So far, it's been a very big night for Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, who's won in Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maryland, and Ohio, and is leading in network exit polls from Georgia. The actual vote count there is still coming in. And it's been a very disappointing night for North Carolina Senator John Edwards. Less than an hour ago, Edwards spoke to his supporters in Atlanta, where he had nothing but praise for John Kerry.
I also want to take a moment and congratulate my friend, Senator John Kerry. He's run a strong, powerful campaign. He's been an extraordinary advocate for causes that all of us believe in. More jobs, better health care, a cleaner environment, a safer world. These are the causes of our party. These are the causes of our country, and these are the causes we will prevail on come November, you and I together.
And we're joined now by NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson here in our studio, and NPR's Adam Hochberg, who's with the Edwards campaign in Atlanta. And Adam, first to you, there are reports now that Senator Edwards will be, in fact, withdrawing from the race tomorrow. Is that what you're hearing down there?
That is what we're hearing. The campaign has not officially confirmed it, but those of us who have been in the traveling press corps with Senator Edwards have been told that there's a plane that is leaving with the senator and all of us on board at about 9 o'clock Eastern time, about 15 minutes from now. And our understanding is it's not going to Texas, where he had been scheduled to campaign tomorrow, but rather to his home of Raleigh, North Carolina, where he'll drop out of the race.
Mara, if we are in fact talking about the John Edwards campaign in the past tense now, can you review what his campaign has stood for and what happens with that message from here on out?
Well, I think that John Edwards was the fresh face, the young talent of this race. He's been the candidate who's really impressed a lot of Democrats. He's been the most likable. He's been the most charismatic. People have said he's kind of the second coming of Bill Clinton. I think he ends this campaign. The speech he gave tonight was very classy. It was all about unity. There's been a little bit of a storyline in the press the last couple of days about the lack of warmth between him and John Kerry. There was a little bit of aggressiveness in the last debate in New York. And, gee, could these guys actually team up to be on the ticket? I think what the message he sent tonight was, oh, yes, they could. And John Kerry did something very interesting tonight. He released video footage of himself watching John Edwards giving that speech and applauding and, basically saying, here's a classy guy. I mean, every piece of body language and verbiage coming out of these two guys' campaigns tonight is unity, unity, unity. So I think Edwards did himself a lot of good by dropping out or planning to drop out when he did.
Adam, are you hearing any thoughts on, after tomorrow, where John Edwards goes from here?
Well, obviously his supporters are talking about vice president, and really they've been doing that for several weeks as the writing's been on the wall about where this campaign was going. Other than that, all we're hearing is that Senator Edwards will go to North Carolina, where he hasn't been in more than 3 months, and will sleep in his own bed at home tonight for the first time in a long time.
And Mara, if we are now looking at a Kerry-Bush campaign in the fall election, foreshadow that for us, if you could.
Well, the most extraordinary thing about it is that the general election starts today or tomorrow morning, and we've never had a general election that started this early. Usually it takes a couple more months to wrap up. That's good for John Kerry. He gets to raise money. He gets to unify the party. On the other hand, he's there exposed. It's him versus George Bush, and George Bush is about to launch close to $100 million of advertising, some positive, but a lot negative against John Kerry.
And the message, the Bush campaign message against John Kerry in those ads would be what?
Well, the Bush campaign is going to be, he's a better leader. John Kerry's been on every side of every issue. He waffles. Plus, he's too liberal. He wants to raise your taxes, and he's weak on defense.
Thanks, Mara. And thanks, Adam.
My pleasure.
NPR's Mara Liasson and Adam Hochberg, who's with the Edwards campaign in Atlanta.
And as Mara Liasson said, for all practical purposes, the general election campaign begins tomorrow. Very unusual event that we'll hear about in a minute, and that was a phone call that sort of marks the beginning of the Kerry-Bush race, a phone call from the president to the man who apparently will be his opponent. That's when we continue with All Things Considered.